This evening, hundreds of little ghosts and goblins will roam the neighborhoods of Joplin in search of sweets, but none will venture to South Joplin, where 5 months ago, a monster EF5 tornado packing 200-mile-per-hour winds, traveling 10 miles per hour, ground along the landscape for 13 miles. 162 lives have been lost so far, hundreds more injured, with 17,000 people affected. 4,000 homes were destroyed, an additional 3,500 damaged. Much of the 3 million cubic yards of debris have been hauled off over the long, hot, dry summer to landfills in Kansas and nearby Lamar, left behind a panorama of desolate lots dotted with concrete foundations, punctuated by a few shredded trees, some showing a little autumn color. Where the tornado veered, small pockets of traumatized neighborhoods stand, slightly damaged, intact homes. Today, with carved pumpkins on the porch and witches hanging in the windows, decorated for Halloween, holding to tradition. A new house is going up near the corner of 20th and Connecticut. The city's slowly issuing permits to build new homes because there's more demolition to be done. When the sirens started to scream late afternoon on May 22nd, Lynn Eilif Onstott, public information officer for the city of Joplin, hid in a downtown storm shelter with her daughter. They emerged unscathed, their lives upended.
We estimate it was about a third of our city. It basically, the tornado touched down on the western city limits and traveled virtually all the way through Joplin on the ground, moving at a very slow pace, and exited outside of Joplin, you know, in a city of Duquesne, which is east of Joplin. So it was on the ground for, you know, we've estimated about 20 minutes. It really was like a blender just churning up everything.
Whole neighborhoods gone. In the following hours, days, and months, federal, state, and local agencies, along with 90,000 volunteers, came to Joplin's aid. This afternoon, you can see for sale signs quaking in the wind on huge expanses of empty lots. Still, nearly 90% of displaced families have decided to stay. Crystal Payton's External Affairs Division lead for FEMA. She arrived in Joplin May 26th. Typically, individual assistance staff supporting housing operations are temporary, but Payton is assigned to Joplin through 2012.
Honestly, It was an overwhelming sight. I've been with FEMA for more than 12 years, and I have worked a lot of operations, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes. But I think the most penetrating image to me is standing out there on 26th Street and looking around and realizing from horizon to horizon there was nothing but destruction. And it was so complete. The housing stock that was there was small lots close together, a lot of homes, so that when it was destroyed by this monster tornado, the debris was phenomenal, and there was so much of it. It was stunning.
The Joplin tornado is the deadliest single tornado since modern record keeping began in 1950, and is ranked as the seventh deadliest in U.S. history. FEMA has been working with state, county, and city emergency response teams to coordinate rescue and recovery, and also is funding other federal agency mission assignments, 17 so far in Joplin, including an ambitious animal rescue operation.
Right now, that amount of money is around $158 million, and it has covered a variety of things, from the Environmental Protection Agency providing air quality monitoring. 93 classrooms, temporary facilities for the schools were built and delivered and installed so that the schools could open on time. Those were all funded through Corps of Engineers mission assignments.
Individuals and households in the two-county region have so far been provided $20 million for housing assistance, vehicle replacement, medical and dental bill coverage, because a high percentage of affected homeowners were renting working class.
About 43% of the homes that were damaged or destroyed were not insured. So with those families, FEMA would be providing some assistance if they have no other resources. In our area, for instance, More than 7,000 families have received assistance here within these two counties.
Displaced residents with few resources are living in temporary housing provided by FEMA.
We've got 569 households are currently housed in FEMA mobile homes.
The three mobile home parks are on the north edge of town. The city provided the land at no cost. The homes are fully furnished with running water and electricity. Public facilities and infrastructure planning is underway, including construction of a new high school to be renamed Hope High, a new hospital, of course, and permanent public housing. Many damaged and destroyed businesses have begun to rebuild as well. The Joplin tornado is the costliest on record, causing an estimated $2.8 billion in damage. But on the horizon, the future looks bright, says Joplin spokeswoman Lynn Onstott.
People are coming back to Joplin, looking at Joplin, and I think Joplin will be bigger and better than before. And if people have any doubts about where Joplin will be in, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, we invite them to come back. We have a great Convention and Visitors Bureau. They'd be happy to help them, you know, find us if they need to. We have an airport they can fly directly into. We welcome visitors. We welcome guests. We welcome people that are interested in moving here. Because Joplin was a great community before the tornado, we're going to be a great community. We're going to be even better after the tornado.
You know, obviously we have challenges because some people think they hear tornado or natural disaster and they think your entire town's been wiped out. And that's not the case.
Martha Goetz with Joplin's Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes everyone to visit downtown historic Joplin, as well as what townspeople refer to as the tornado scar on the landscape.
We don't have an organized, there's not an organized tour yet. And there is a specific kind of portion of tourism called disaster or grief tourism, and that's people who tend to come and visit things like the Holocaust camps, like 9/11 sites, Oklahoma City bombing, New Orleans. You know, so we're well aware that that will probably happen here. We have seen bus tour groups come through and tour the tornado zone. You know, it's expected. It's just how do we get a handle on that to make sure it's a respectful and kind of dignified way to view the zone.
Martha Goetz, as have many here, lost family to the tornado, so are sensitive about this matter. But she says the ongoing surge of help, including from so-called voluntourists who travel to both sightsee and assist, continues to raise spirits here. And spirits will be seen tonight on Halloween. Because large chunks of residential district were destroyed by the tornado, trick-or-treaters will have special safe places to go. Pocket festivals where they can collect candy and play, organized by local churches, including Carterville Christian.
Then we have the whole different section of people that really love to be scared. So, you know, we have a whole array of haunted houses and spook light tours and, you know, great creepy things that all the teenagers love to do.
But most of last week, the town's teenagers were hanging around the 2500 block of Connor Street watching ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition crew at work. Seven homes were built in just 7 days, a show record. At dawn last Wednesday, thousands of Joplin residents and fans were on hand for the big reveal. The bus roars off, revealing a surreal sight. A row of vernacular compact homes, each architecturally different, all completely landscaped, surrounded by blocks and blocks of nothing but dust. The first home now belongs to Kyle Howard and his family.
There was nothing here, and now there's this beautiful home, and there's a block of beautiful homes, and we've had a chance to meet the families that are going to be in there, and they are incredible families, so all of this is just, it's perfect.
Howard, a Joplin firefighter, was a first responder to the May 22nd tornado. He labored to save lives and property without knowing how his own family had fared. Their home was destroyed, but everyone survived. Kevin Thielen, Joplin fire chief, grinned as he watched the happy chaos.
This is an awesome, awesome day for Kyle. He's an awesome firefighter. He's a good friend, and I'm really proud that he gets to experience this. There's not a more deserving person in the world than Kyle Howard. I'm so glad he gets it.
Even Ty Pennington, the show's host, who's helped build homes for needy families across America, is in awe of what he's seen and experienced in Joplin, Missouri.
This is the biggest thing we've ever done. It really is incredible. And to be able to be here for Joplin and help these guys really start their rebuilding process has been an incredible week. But to hear all the stories that have come out of here, it's so inspirational. But yeah, this is a really big day, and I'm amazed that we could actually pull it off.
That's because 14,000 volunteers assisted the rambunctious extreme makeover crew, but an additional 83,000 had to be turned away, says Sam Clifton, owner of Millstone Custom Homes, who coordinated construction and materials donations.
It's been a wonderful build with all the volunteer help that we've had. The community has come together to do this. The amount of people that have helped us, the amount of people that were involved in the storm that gave us their stories while we're building it was just heart-touching.
Crystal Whiteley and her daughter, who lost two siblings in the tornado, also got a new home, along with five other families, all now sharing a tiny new neighborhood. And tonight, all seven brand-new porches will be lit up, ready for trick-or-treaters. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.